Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Z-Fly, and you're now locked into the FLY Network. And for the next 2 hours, I'm dishing you the 311 on some of the juiciest topics around. So sit back, keep it real hot and fresh, because it's going to be good. Understood?
With my girl,
me, Miss Gigi,
the one and only, you know what I'm saying? So here we are again. Just want to say, you know, miss all of you last week, you know, everybody who you know, celebrated Mother's Day. You know, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. To me, every day is a Mother's Day, you know, especially if you're a mom. So happy Mother's
Day.
Yeah, every day. Every day. So, yes, happy Mother's Day. You know, I had a great week. Tell me about my week real quick. So, Ms. Gigi, so as you know, I went down south a little bit. And everybody, I had a great, great time. Let me tell you something. You know, living in New York City, you know, it really is, you really do have to get away. You know what I'm saying? Man, I know everybody says, you know, New York City, you know, it's fun. It is fun. But you do have to get away from a city, okay? And, you know, because you got to rejuvenate so you can continue to live in the city, because the city can run you down, believe it or not. But, no, but honestly, I really had a great time. You know, went down to see my family. I actually went, you know, I'm from North Carolina, but I actually went a little bit further. I went to the Dirty South, Atlanta, me and a good friend, and, you know, did my party in there, you know.
Hey,
I was in the A, yeah, and the A is, I mean, it's really nice. So, I, you know, make a long story short, I had a great time in the South. I love seeing my friends and family. And, before I came back up to New York City, me and my best friend, everybody, I'm so behind, okay? I mean, like, it's like I know about things, but I don't actually have them. And one thing I don't have is the Wii. Now, I keep telling myself, oh, I'm going to get a Wii. But every time I say that, it's like something else, you know, gets. You know, like, for example, like, maybe some clothes. I might get some clothes if I go get a Wii. You know what I'm saying? But no, but my best friend has a Wii, and we had so much fun. We played that that game Just Dance 2, and I won a few of the rounds, but he won most of them. That's just because I'm a beginner. You know what I'm saying? But if I want a beginner, I would definitely want one. And we also play Wii Sports. So, Miss Gigi, I definitely got to get me a Wii. You know?
I heard that because I seen that Zumba. Wii, and I definitely want a Zumba. I've seen that it's a lot of fun.
Exactly. I heard of it too, but yeah, so that was my past week. How was yours, your past week?
Mine was good, and as you re-entered New York City, I entered the South. I'm in your hometown. I'm in North Carolina, where
okay.
It is beautiful. The weather is nice. I mean, the bugs are creeping, but the weather is just, I mean, this weather is beautiful. It's actually ridiculous.
It really is. It really
is.
It's
nothing like coming down here for some peace and some quiet, some good cooking, some fresh fruit, some fresh vegetables.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
I've only been here like 3 days, and I'm telling you right now, I don't know about going back to New York.
Uh-oh, wait a minute now. Don't get crazy.
But you know how I love the South. You know I love it down here.
It's very nice. Well, everybody, and once again, we all love you. Thank you. Thank you again for tuning in. And real quick, like I said, you know, we definitely love our listeners who go back and listen to the show on your own time. So thank you to the live and the archive listeners. All right. So we have a great show for you tonight. You know how we do. As y'all know, you know what I'm saying? You know, I love her. I love Miss Gigi. She's like my she always cleans up my mess.
I'm the cleaner woman.
Today in New York
City,
okay? That's why I love this show. I love an unscripted show. You know. We just keeping it real hot and fresh with you all, and that's what I love about the show. You know, it's not scripted. You know, it's just what it is. So what you get is what you hear is what you got or whatever. But real quick, so, you know, today in New York City was the AIDS Walk. AIDS Walk New York City today or early this morning. I think it was like 8:00. I did not attend this year. But as you know, FLR Radio. You know, so on one of our you know, things that we stand for is AIDS awareness. We definitely bring AIDS awareness to people. So we're definitely going to be talking about the AIDS Walk in New York and some statistics and, you know, how to protect yourself. All that's coming up. We also have, I have some Drunk Off the Juice that you do not want to miss. And, of course, in this hour, Miss Gigi has your real hot, real fresh music that you do not want to miss. So that's all what's coming up this hour. But to get things started off, let's go ahead and get into those busters and skeezers real quick. All right. All right, y'all. So this week, I'm talking to the females and the males. And basically, over the weekend, I was actually asking a question, and it kind of threw me off. You know, there was a young professional who graduated from ECU in North Carolina, Greenville, North Carolina, ECU, and she asked me, you know, what advice would I give to young entrepreneurs, you know, as far as like, you know, wanting to move out of state. You know, to have their dreams. And I was kind of surprised that, you know, she asked me. Not surprised, but, you know, I guess I wasn't expecting her to ask me. But anyway, so that's my busters and skeezers this week. And I just want to say that all of you young adults, because you know we are in the time where high schools, you know, are letting out, you know, seniors are graduating from high school and the people are graduating from college. So everybody, you know, if you do have plans to achieve your goals in another state, I would just want to say that always, first of all, put God first, you know, pray on, you know, also make sure you have a great plan, you know, as far as don't just up and leave and go to a city, because I know, like, these days, the popular cities are Miami, New York, California, I mean, L.A. So just make sure that you do have a concrete plan, because you don't want to go to a big city, especially if you're not, you know what I'm saying, if you're, like, from suburbs somewhere, you just go to a big city. Make sure you do know somebody. If you don't know nobody, make sure you do research on that city. You know, just make sure you have your ducks in a row. Because it seems these days, a lot of young kids, they're really focused on being in the city with the bites, where the action is at. But sometimes all that can really run you down. I can't tell you how many young people that I see around New York City that are homeless, that are living in shelters, that are living in a room with like five other people, because, you know, they didn't make good plans. You know, they just wanted to rush and be somewhere, but they really didn't have a concrete goal or plan. They were just chasing the lights and chasing the dream that became a pipe dream. So, all you people who are graduating, congratulations, but just make sure that you do have a future planned out well. And also, follow your heart. Don't try to, you know, control your life too much. But to also do good people in your life that do good, like your parents, you know, like those friends. You know, sometimes they may say, oh, no, you don't need to do this. Not to, you know, be away from it, but maybe because it's not for you. But at the end, like I said, keep, just, you know, just pray about it and, you know, kind of make the best decision for your life. Because one thing you want to be is Busta and Caesar Free. All right, y'all. So there you have it. Like I said, we got a lot coming up in this show. But coming up next, we're going to be talking about the Ace of Joy, how much they raise, and some of the statistics, and of course, how we can all protect ourselves to really decrease this epidemic. All right, right now we're in TLC, and right now they are kicking us out with Dick Your Game. This is the FL Radio. It's your boy Z-Fly with Miss DG, keeping it real hot and fresh.
It's been a month.
your game. Miss GG, I've been watching you, watching me, and I know you.
How? Get down. I'm Craig Mack. Creep down with the get down.
All right, y'all. That was TLC with the Kick Your Game remix. This your boy, Z. I'm chilling with the one and only Miss GG. I'm telling you, let me tell y'all something. Whenever y'all is chilling with Miss GG, it's like no other party. It's like you already know that the party is just going to be
ain't no party like a GG party, because the GG party don't stop.
Stop. All right, y'all, welcome back to the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show, where that's exactly how we keep it. FLY Radio is in your ear. As y'all know, the Twitter page is definitely tweeting, so hit me up, @RealHotFresh. And y'all know the Facebook is live. www.facebook.com/realhotfresh. That's where you can find
no other team realer, no other team hotter, or no other team fresher.
It's really not. And look, also, I want to let y'all know to be sure to check out our YouTube page. We got some really good interviews, that's been happening lately. You know, Monifa, R&B singer Monifa. You can check out Melissa Morgan. And there's some more. Oh, yeah, Candy from Real Housewives. So, yeah, definitely. /RealHotFresh. Yeah, and you also see me in a fashion show. And I got some good stuff up there. So go to my YouTube page, okay? Check that out. All right, y'all. So thank you for tuning back into the show. So tonight, our first topic is basically we're going to be talking about A's Walk New York that happened today live in New York City. Really big event every day for New York City. You know, as y'all know, because basically, you know, it's about trying to stop the epidemic, which is HIV. You know, people haven't found a cure yet, but, you know, that's what they're working on. But they have found a lot of, type of medicines and everything to help prolong people's lives. So, you know, a lot of people are actually, you know, living who have AIDS or HIV, they're actually living longer. You know, back in the day, you know,
look at
you were always.
Johnson.
There you go. Good as that.
He has had HIV forever.
And now, correct me, because you know I am. Does he have it? I thought I heard that he doesn't have it anymore. Am I wrong on that? I could be wrong. But it's not that's what I heard.
You got my eyes wide open. I'm not really sure. But, you know, okay. I mean, for somebody who's had it and is still alive, kicking, looking healthy, I mean, you can live with it. There is treatment.
Yes. And, you know, exactly. And, you know, so that's basically what we're going to talk about.
Cancer is worse nowadays. There's definitely, you know, treatment for AIDS and HIV. I mean, you got a better chance surviving with HIV and AIDS than you do with cancer nowadays.
And you know what? It is so funny you say that because, yeah, exactly. That's all I was going to say. I was going to say it's like cancer is the new AIDS. You know, back in the day, you know, you always hear HIV, AIDS, protect yourself. But now it's like cancer is really taking people out these days. And cancer is just all types of cancers. And
right.
Yeah, and then also, too, side note, everybody, we also stand for that, too, we help promote cancer awareness, too, because, yeah, that's one thing that we also promote. But, yeah, you're right, cancer is really, seem like to be the main, you know, thing these days that's really taking people out. But I do just want to get some highlights from the AIDS Walk New York. It says about 40,000 people came out today, you know, through the streets of Manhattan.
Wow, yay!
Yay, I know, 40,000 people. Now, also, too, now here's how much they raised everybody, you know, with everybody joining in, you know, dollar, pennies, whatever you gave. They actually came out with a outstanding amount of $6,014,822. So, yes. And also just to let everybody know, because whenever I fundraise for AIDS Walk, you know, and whenever people give me their money, they're like, I said, where's my money going? So basically, your money, here's what your money is going to, okay? These funds will enable GMHC and its community partners to continue aggressive prevention and advocacy work that reaches hundreds of thousands in the tri-state area, as well as provide urgently needed food, access to medical care, counseling, linkages to safe housing, and other crucial direct services to thousands of people in need living with HIV and AIDS. So every time you give a penny, a dollar, whatever you give, that's where your money is going to. So congratulations to AIDS Walk New York for raising $6,014,822. So that's
ooh, I ain't got no bells and whistles. We need little sound effects.
We really do.
I'll do a round of applause.
Why does that sound like you just blowing hot breath everywhere?
Oh, my bad. I was.
Well, you know, we got to do something. That was good. Also, to you know, kind of like what Ms. Gigi said, I just want to give just some statistics. Now, everybody, I searched Google and I searched Yahoo, and I really couldn't find any 2011 statistics. I was trying to compare 2010 with 2011. I don't know if the 2011, I mean, you know, I don't know if the 2011 statistics aren't out yet. I don't know how to do it. But y'all can, you know, if you are listening and you want to correct me, I love a correction. So Google, Yahoo, whatever you want to do, because I did it and I just couldn't find like a worldwide statistics. Like, you know, like they show me statistics like, you know, in like in Minnesota or Hong Kong, but I want it worldwide. So if you can find worldwide 2011 HIV AIDS statistics, call me in. Call up 646-200-3136 and let me know. Now, I do have 2010, so just to kind of give you an idea. So at the end of 2010, it was estimated of 34 million people living with HIV worldwide. Now, that was up 17% from 2001. So as you see, it went up, okay? Now, also, there was 2.7 million new HIV infections in 2010. Okay, so you're gonna so if it was 2.7 million new infections in 2010, you just imagine what 2011 was talking about. Okay, like I said, if you can find those statistics, hit us up 646-200-3136. As far as children in 2010, there's 390,000 among children living with HIV. That was 15% less than 2001. So the children, you know, statistics did go down, as you know, from 2001. As far as people dying with AIDS, that fell to 1.8 million in 2010. So that's down from 2.2 million in the mid 2000s. So people actually dying with AIDS did drop. And why? Because just like we said, you know, there's so much medical and treatment now that's prolonging people's lives. Now, one thing I do just want to kind of comment on, and Ms. Gigi, you tell me how you feel, but I do want to say that this is my opinion, okay? I just got to put it, this is my opinion, but I just feel like, you know, now that there's somewhat of a prolonged of life, I feel like people are, you know, just having raw sex a little bit more. I mean, not saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like for some people, not all, but I think for some people, you know, they be like, well, you know, if I do it raw and if I accidentally catch it, you know, they got stuff now, I can just get on the medicine and I won't die. And I think for some people that there could be a way that they think. What do you think, Ms. Gigi?
I don't know, because I am absolutely scared to death of that and will always be safe and practice being safe. Like, that's crazy. Just to take a chance to get some booty? No way.
Well, yeah, because, yeah, but, you know, I mean, like, I hear so many cases of where, like, people, you know, it's like they just want that, you know, that natural feeling. You know, like, you because, like,
that
you
is,
know.
That is naturally self-destruction. I mean, it's just. I mean, would you really want to risk and take a chance with someone? I mean, if you're in a relationship with someone that's different, you've both been tested, even though being tested doesn't actually really prove anything, because doesn't it stay dormant in your system? It can stay dormant in your system for years before it even reveals itself.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I just would never take that chance. I just couldn't. And wrap it up, guys. Be safe. It's just not worth it.
It's not
even worth going through the taking all the meds and all the treatments. It's just not worth it.
It really isn't. That's what I would say. I mean, I would say people really be safe. I mean, just think. You know, I mean, I guess, you know, when you get into the moment, you're not really thinking, but really think. I mean, now they even have, like, you know, condoms where I guess, like, they're so thin, you know, to kind of give you that natural, that somewhat of a natural feeling. Just use condoms. Like, why would you want to be sick? You know, why would you want to, just like Gigi said, why would you want to live on medicine the rest of your life, or, you know, have to go to the doctor every so often? Why would you want to live like that?
And have the people whispering and talking about, I heard she got that nasty woman's disease.
Exactly. You know, so always have that over your head, always be wondering, and just be safe. Because, what, 15 minutes or 30 minutes, it's not worth, like, a lifetime. Like, really think, like, a lot, too many people, in my opinion, live in the moment. Oh, yeah, well, you know, whatever. No, you really need to think about your life. And then, my thing is, I feel like, I'm not going to say all, but I feel like some people who would do that, like, you don't think too much of yourself, because, like, if you really value yourself, then you're going to do it. You do everything to protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, love yourself. Good grief. Anyway.
Yeah, that's the bottom line right there. You just don't care. If you don't care about yourself, you definitely don't care about nobody else.
Got it right. It's a mess. Yeah, it is. All right, y'all. We're going to take a little break. We're keeping it real hot and fresh. Definitely keeping it real hot and fresh. But coming up next, I got some Drunk Off the Juice. As y'all know, I got some Hollywood actors, rapping reporters. I got a hip-hop artist who's thinking of calling it quits. And I've got a TV star who just looks like she's full of abominable fluid. So I got all that up next for you, y'all. So y'all just keep it here. Y'all keep it locked. So we're going to keep it hot. Remember, that number to call us to speak with us is going to be 646-200-3136, and we definitely want you to hit us up on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh, okay? But right now, during the break, I'm going to go on Twitter and see what y'all talking about, so tweet me right now. All right, y'all, let's get into some Black World. He's talking about some whoa, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all get ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That shit is woke. Anything ill you see is woke. Nigga have a big six at the curb, that's woke.
Okay.
Especially if he got the fully equipped kid on it, it's woke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I had this bad bitch of town, she was woke. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean.
Whoa.
Bought the bitch diamonds and pearls, I mean.
Whoa.
Should've seen them shit shining on the wrist.
Whoa.
Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like.
Whoa.
Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like.
Whoa.
Lost the boots, went from 2 cents like. Saggy wanna peep my blueprints, I'm like.
Whoa.
Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like.
Whoa.
Niggas getting both on my block like.
Whoa.
Coming home within a half an hour like.
Whoa.
Running like they had the manpower like.
Whoa.
More or less. More so, I risk it so so. I live the fast life. Come through in the force flow like whoa. My niggas like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice clothes like whoa. Ease pain with cocaine like whoa. Now I'm Doc Strange in the range like whoa. 100 miles an hour switching lanes like whoa. Plus I'm getting brain from this chick like whoa. Finger near nigga asshole like whoa. Team floor bitches and bitches like whoa. 9-9 Jag Benz poop like whoa. Keep them cheese lines on your blocks like whoa. Grenade through your window, bitch, like whoa. Love to see me do this shit like whoa. Niggas put me through this shit like whoa. So I'ma go toe to toe, blow for blow like whoa. And with the torso, live the fast life. Come through in the ball slow like whoa. My niggas like dough, like throw, nitro, my flow, nice flow, like whoa. We bag it, then flip it like whoa. Cars we jack it, then strip it like whoa. Fully equipment, front to back like whoa. Spitting on fiends that come for crack like whoa. Asking for shorts and shit, nigga, like whoa. Half on his quote, now nigga, that's whoa. Flow so properly, you'll see I'm whoa. Ain't no stopping me, I'm deep like whoa. Guns be popping, be retreat like whoa. Hear my name in these streets, it's like whoa. Must I pound the concrete like whoa. Fill his bitch ass, head to feet like whoa. Your man ain't
whoa.
The judge ain't
whoa.
CO's ain't
whoa.
PO's ain't
whoa.
Play yourself, I get the G.I. Joe. P-I-C, K-Riders ain't broke. I whip the torso, lift the fast light. Come through in the boss, flow like whoa. My niggas, light go, light go, light go. My flow, light go, light go. Niggas getting money in VA is whoa. Money's looking right in ATL is whoa. Niggas slipping holes in Chi-Town is whoa. Bitches taking paper in LA is whoa. Niggas stacking dough in DC is whoa. Beyond DR, hold me down like whoa. Ballers in Detroit, hold me down like whoa. Niggas in New Orleans getting money is whoa. Boston and Jersey motherfuckers is whoa. Florida niggas and Philly niggas is whoa. Tampa and Texas, Cleveland is whoa. Memphis and Little Rock, my niggas is whoa. Panama niggas, they hold me down like whoa. My New York people, they hold me down like whoa. Bad boy nigga, what is wrong, we whoa. Alumni bitches, what is wrong, we whoa. And CSC, motherfuckers is whoa. My nigga fuck out, what is wrong, he whoa.
Welcome back to the show, y'all. You all keeping it real hot and fresh with your boy Z Fly on the FLY Radio. And right now, it's time for me to get you drunk off that juice. That's right. That's right. All right, y'all. Now, I got some good stuff for you. Now, look, now this right here is kind of an older story. But now, back in 2002, a student at Judge Rottenberg Center, his name was Andre McCullen. He was on the show. Now, did y'all remember as part of the ordinary procedure? Now, being tortured, I mean, he was electrocuted. That's right, yeah. I mean, that was a lot of, you know, punishment on the disabled patient. Now, he was disabled, and also he had, like, a lot of emotional and behavioral disorders as well. Now the center, they actually admit to frequently using electroshock therapy on their patients. Now, that's not funny, but I just can't believe it. So, here's what actually happened now. Andre, he was told several times to, you know, take his jacket off, you know, but he wouldn't do it. So what they did was they placed him down, you know, they wrestled him down, placed him down, put a helmet on, and they shot him for 7 hours straight. The staff continually administered shots to him, totaling 31 shots. Okay, now this is like 20 times higher than those delivered by a police stun gun. What happened? Now, of course, the result was he was catatonic. You know what I'm saying? He showed no response whenever his mama came to visit. His mama actually took him to the hospital. And what's so bad about it? Now, this center, they're actually proud of its success with electric shock therapy. You know, they said that, you know, this is a way that they really get their patients to calm down by electrocuting them. I'm telling you right now, I mean, people are finding different ways to really get to, you know, get their point across. I don't know. Anyway, let's move on. Listen, y'all, as y'all know that I am Team Kim. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about Team Lil' Kim. And as y'all know, you know, she's doing her, you know, Return of the Cream tour. And she's actually, at the Paradise Theater, but she was not alone. She had friends such as Julia Santana. He did a few songs from, you know, like the anthem. He did Beamer, Benz, and Bentley. She had Eve and Missy. And that's what I really love. I really love, you know what I'm saying, for her to bring the female rappers out. Especially Eve, you know, they had beef back in the day. So it's good to see them, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing. Right. Eve and Missy, they did Hot Boys. And Eve did, you know, what y'all niggas want. Cassidy, she had Cassidy. You remember Cassidy? He came out and did I'm a Hustler. She had, like, Wheel Tracks. And she had, like, Drita Devonzo from the Bob Wild.
What?
Like, what is she gonna do?
She's a rapper. Stop playing. She's in French Montana's new video. She's
she
the,
is?
The,
oh,
the
my
driver
bad.
In the getaway. What? You better step your bad boy game up.
You know what? Look. I don't look at my wives. And yeah, I said it. And now I'm moving on to another subject. All right, y'all. Now, look, 2 Chainz, speaking of bad boy, 2 Chainz, he actually had a very encouraging phone call from former Bad Boy Mace. That's right. Mace reached out to 2 Chainz and told him how much that he actually loved his music. And he actually passed on some advice that Biggie once gave Mace. Basically, he was just saying, Biggie told Mace once upon a time that, you know, get it while you can it when you get it. You know what I'm saying? He said that, you know, that's what Biggie told him. And 2 Chainz said that whenever Mace told him that, it felt like Biggie was actually telling him that. So that's what's up. Mace, big ups to 2 Chainz and big ups to Biggie. Arshaw, now I'm pretty sure y'all don't heard about it, but y'all know it wouldn't be real fresh if I didn't talk about it. Yeah, Will Smith got mad, didn't he? Yes, he did. He slapped a reporter on May 18th. It was actually a Ukrainian reporter. Now, he slapped him with good intentions. The man kissed him on the lips. Not tried to, not intentionally. Yeah, he kissed him on the lips. It was reported that a Ukrainian reporter kissed Will Smith on the lips because Will Smith was, you know, he was out in Moscow, you know, and doing his premiere of Men in Black 3. But it has been reported that that reporter has, he's known for kissing a lot of celebrities on the mouth. But you know what's true now? Us Americans, we look at it like, as ugh. But you know, but like a lot of times in other countries, men, they kind of do give affection on the cheek and lips to each other. You know, so, I don't know. But Will Smith said he's lucky that he didn't get sucker punched. He called Will Smith slapped him.
That is so funny.
I would have loved to have seen that. All right, y'all. Now, you know what I'm saying? Your boy 50. You know, 50. 50 is really going through the most right now. And, you know, as you know, he's trying to get his album out. But recently he was hospitalized because he ate a bad burger. Now, you know what I'm saying? You got to be careful with these burgers because, you know, like that poison. What it called? The Salmonella?
Inclan.
You know, the stuff with the, you know, what do you call it, Miss Gigi? Some
Pink
Klein. Pink Klein? No, it's the S word.
S word.
Yeah, it's like Somalians or something.
Oh, okay.
The point, anyway, you don't know. The point is, if y'all don't cook your red meat good, you can get poisoned. Put it away.
Manila.
There you go. Yes. And that's what happened to 50. Now, him, 50's good friend, he actually told 50, he's like, look, you cannot die from this poison. He's like, look, you shot 9 times. How in the world are you going to let a burger take you out? He said, that would not sit too well with your fans. But my thing is, how in the world can you stop what's going to kill you? I'm just saying. You know, but anyway, that was Eminem's words to 50 while on the hospital bed. Thanks, him. Anyway, speaking of hip-hop artists, T.I., he has hinted about a possible retirement from hip-hop. That's right, yes. He said that he just feel like he does not agree with, you know, the direction that hip-hop is going these days. He said that, you know, he said that everything that he stands for and everything that he embodies, hip-hop is not standing for it these days. And he said that he really wants out. He said the only reason he's still in is because he loves music and a lot of obligations contractually. That's right. But, T.I.P.
Oh, okay. Wow. But he's such a great artist. And wow. He's a really good artist. I mean, and he's a great performer, too. Like, you know, when you go to a concert and, you know, you sitting there with an artist and it's boring, he's definitely not that.
Exactly.
I hope he changes his mind.
We will definitely have to see. Also, y'all, as y'all know, Candy Burris, Real Housewives of Atlanta, y'all know she's doing her sex toy thing. And recently, she was in an interview with her and her mom, Mama Joyce. You know, she was asked, you know, why did she actually go into the sex toy industry? And she basically just said, you know, that she, as y'all know, may not know, but Candy, she does a Ustream show called Candy Coated Night on Wednesday. And, you know, she was getting a lot of people talking, a lot of females, you know, talking about their relationships and sets and stuff. So they were to kind of get her the idea. Pretty good, you know. You'd be surprised how many women, you know, are not being fulfilled in the bed. So these sex toys are, I guess, giving them a little boost. So big ups to Candy on her sex toy line. And also, everybody, back in the day, as I'm sure many of you all were a big Saved by the Bell fan. You know what I'm saying? But If y'all haven't seen the pictures of the girl who played Art Rucci, I can never say her last name right. I mean, who names her? It is. There's a lot of these things. Like, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to say anything. So, but a lot lighter. Her eyes don't look the same. Like, she was a beautiful woman, as y'all remember her, you know, in The Players, like, How to Be a Player, and, you know, other movies she's been in. She was a very beautiful, but these days, she's looking a little different, I may say. Y'all be sure to Google Lark Verucci's or just do Lisa Turtle. You know, Lisa Turtle.
Lark Voorhees.
Voorhees. There you go. I tell you, look, y'all already know I turn people names. Y'all ain't no surprise. Y'all Google her in 2012 and look how she's looking. And y'all tell me, is she real hot fresh or is she a real hot mess? Okay? That's all I got to say. She's drunk off the juice. Y'all stick around because up there we got that. We got some hot real fresh music for you. Hot real fresh music coming up for you. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be real fresh. All right, y'all. Let me say, I'm gonna get out some music. Let's go ahead and get into some Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Because Diddy, he's trying to wake us up with this good morning remix. And I need to be woke up because right now I'm a little drunk. All right, y'all. Keep it locked. We're pretty hot.
Yeah. Daddy Money. Ricky Ralph.
Hello,
good morning, tell me what the lick read. Pretty face, thin waist with the sick weed. First time fish selling in the 6 feet. Real bad boy, tell him come and get me. I'm at the fight, betting kinda like Bellman. Only took a trip to the truck twice. Unpacked the Mac 11 and Air Maxes. Stuffed 6 figures in my damn air mattress. I'm in love with large bills, a dime with a fat ass and waist and tall heels. Yeah, it's the Teflon Don, 100 carats and the charm. Time to give it back to Sean.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello.
Come on.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Know you've been waiting
for it.
Cause I see
you watching.
So let's go.
Let's get it started.
But did I kill a queen? Now Alexander McQueen's got the wrist on glow, the bottles is on poke. Got that shimmy, 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 shimmy. What the fuck I look like, bitch? I run this town. I ain't coming out for less than 100 thou. Man, last time I checked, I was bubbling now. Got to turn down shows out in Dublin now. Wait, hold on. Maybe they ain't get that tear. Like 1,100 horses when I switch that gear. I just swerve on them, sorta like I missed that dare. Then I press the letter button on the shit back here. Bitch, I do it cause I give it. I got $1 billion credit. If you got a nigga dollar, you can put it up in bed. I just be like hello, hello, but I never could salute them. Young money, I do it for the youth.
Hello.
Down.
Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello.
Come on.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good evening.
You go.
You been in.
Cause you know
that you really need it. And I'm the one that you wanna be with. But right now, baby, you're dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights on.
I'm aiming on the board, let's see the limit. All these balls, I'm giving off for us. 25 on the bag, I'm starting on the air. 20 bag, cause the bitch won't stop.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Feel like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
You know, we on that.
I know, cause I'm blowing on that movie.
Turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out. Bad boy, bitch. Let's work. Come on, let's work. Don't stop, let's rock, let's work. Make it feel good, shit, let's work. Don't stop, I see you, let's work. Get that dirty money. How fly is he? Your baby mama cry for me like Jodeci. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally cold. Little did he know how that nigga did he flow. How that nigga did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, I like this.
Come on, can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Nothing can save you.
Radio, and I got the real hot and real fresh music for you. coming in at number 10, I got L. Varner with Curl Girl Bangs and T-Pain with the remix for Refill. And number 9, I have Marcus Canty, Won't Make a Fool Out of You. Number 8, Mr. Sip with Bitches. And number 7, I have Rashard Morgan featuring Jazzy Faye, Keep It 100. Number 6 is Austin Brown, You F'd With My Head. Number 5, but they don't say that. It's not the clean version. I use the clean version. Number 5 is Birdman featuring Ricky Rose with Born Stunner. Number 4 is Dickie Simmons, The Four Letter Word. Number 3 is DMX featuring Snoop, Ish Don't Change, and that too is the clean version. Number 2, Wale featuring French Montana, Diddy, and Mace. Yes, I did say Mace with Slight Work, the remix. And coming in at number 1 is Nas with Dead Joint Daughters. I'm Ms. Gigi, you're listening to Fly Radio with Z Fly and Ms. Gigi, and I was keeping it real hot and real fresh with music. What's up, Z Fly?
I love it!
You are sick.
All right, y'all. Y'all have it. So y'all have it again. All right, y'all. So to be sure to keep it locked for the second hour, because y'all, we only keep going up the hill from here. Next, we have some in the know for you. We have another special topic, relationship topic. Time to talk about those people who, you know what I'm saying, who date somebody, and maybe you're ready to move in after a week or two. Let's talk about it, okay? That's coming up after the break, in the next hour, so be sure to keep it locked, because we're definitely going to keep it hot. And right now, we're going to get into some more Bad Boy. We're going to get into Biggie. Now, this here is like a little mix that they did. I thought it was pretty cute. Now, if you're a Miley Cyrus fan, you're also in, appreciate this. So this is kind of, Party and BS with Biggie with a little, Miley Cyrus twist, so check it out. And be sure to check us out next hour for turn number 8. You don't want to be late. You're keeping it real hot and fresh, y'all. Yeah.
I was a terrorist in the public school era. Bathroom passes, cutting classes, squeezing asses. Smoking blunts was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the Trey Deuce and the Deuce Deuce. In my bubble goose, now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging bike, smoking sacks up an axe and sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honey, want a cat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my gap? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but front for me to start sucking, bucking and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Numbing out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is.
Broke down, and a fucking mic broke down.
get along, so I can put stickies on her chest like little Sean. Get a pissy trunk off a dog Perry Dawn, and it's on, and I'm gone. That's that. Yeah.
gotcha. Hey, baby.
Y'all, we're back to the show. FLY Radio is in your ear. That was some Whitney Houston for you. If she told you that, that's right. But right now, we got to keep this show rolling because we are now at the top of the hour. And the only one at the top I see, let me look up. Oh, I see
that would be
DG.
Me.
That's right. Yeah.
You better know because I got that
know.
In the know.
Okay.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Gigi, Fly Radio, with your In the Know this week. If you don't know what Facebook is, get from under a rock. Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg changed his status to married Saturday after wedding his longtime girlfriend, 27-year-old Priscilla Chan. Can't even read my own handwriting. The couple met at Harvard and have been together more than 9 years. Chan graduated from medical school at the University of California, San Francisco, on Monday, and the small ceremony took place in Zuckerberg's backyard at his Palo Alto home in California before fewer than 100 people who all thought they were there to celebrate Chan's graduation. Guests ate family style from the couple's favorite restaurant, Palo Alto Seoul and Fuki Sushi. Dessert was L.A. Burdick's chocolate mice, which they had on their first date. And even after the IPO, Zuckerberg remains Facebook's single largest shareholder with 503.6 million shares. Whoa. On to more news. Could coffee drinking help people live longer? Well, coffee drinking could allow people to live longer. A large new study suggests it's possible. Researchers at the National Institute of Health examined data on more than 400,000 adults over the age of 50. Overall, coffee consumption was associated with a lower rate of early deaths, including deaths due to heart attack or heart disease, strokes, diabetes, infections, injuries, and accidents. The reasons behind the links is uncertain, although researchers caution that a further study is needed. They say the antioxidants found in coffee might be important. On to more news. They said goodbye to Kristen Wiig after 7 years on the longtime beloved cast member of Saturday Night Live. With an emotional farewell from cast and guests that included Mick Jagger. Sorry to hear about Kristen Wiig leaving Saturday Night Live. I do believe she was one of the longest running members. And on to the sad news, Robin Givens, one of the third members of the Bee Gees, passed away of cancer, and oh, so did longtime disco diva Donna Summers. So rest in peace to Robin Givens and also to our disco diva Donna Summers. And I'm Miss Gigi, and you are now officially in the know.
That's what's up, y'all. Y'all are definitely in the know. Thank you for that, Miss Gigi.
And I'm sorry, his name is Robin Gibbs. Robin Gibbs, not Givens, just Gibbs. Sorry.
Cool. All right, that's what's up. All right, y'all, so there you go. You are now in the know, and we are now back into the show. It's 8:10 p.m. Still got 50 more minutes to go. So right now, our next topic for tonight, we're going to get into the relationship, you know, status of everybody. Well, not really status, but the relationship mode. And how long before you think of moving in? There has been a burning topic that has been brought to me, and I said definitely a good topic. So, that's what we're talking about tonight, and we definitely want to hear what you think. So let us know at 646-200-3136. And if you are shy, if you are very shy, then hit us up on Twitter at RealHotFresh or on Facebook.com/RealHotFresh. Okay? So you're dating, you know what I'm saying? You met somebody. You know, y'all been dating, maybe talking 1 or 2 weeks, maybe 3. And then a month come, you know, everything's just so good. And they ain't ready to move in. So, here's my thing. I'm just going to put it out there. Like, I feel like, a person should move in with somebody, like, that fast. And it's funny too, because I've been actually thinking of what would be maybe a decent time, but I guess everybody's situation is different. So I feel like a month or two, even 6 months. And here's why I say this, because you know what, y'all gotta remember, whenever you're dating somebody, whenever you meet people, you and that person. person. You're all putting your best foot forward. You know you are. Yes, y'all are. You know, everybody said, oh, I'm real. I'm being real. No, you're not. Because if you really was being, and Miss Gigi, you know, you feel free to chime in and shut me down, because she will. But what I'm saying is, if y'all was really being real, then most of the time, you probably wouldn't even get to a second date. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like, we all have bad habits, you know, and most of us don't put those bad habits, you know, forward when we meet somebody. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to show them that we're this and that and the third. But, yeah, I mean, but moving with somebody, you definitely will see their real selves, because they can only keep up, you know, faking it for so long. So, Miss Gigi, I can't really think of, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, cause I can't really think of an actual time. I do know, I feel like before you even think of moving in, I feel like that like a year or something should go by. Some of y'all could think that's too long, but I don't. I just feel because in 12 months, I mean, you won't learn everything, but I feel you will learn a lot in a year. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. What do you think, Ms. Gigi?
Well, I
agree with you.
But I'm always on the fence for the simple fact that that's the best way to learn somebody, to live with them.
Really?
And I mean, I'm not saying jump, really, don't jump right into living with someone. Of course, yeah, take some time, get to know them a little bit, you know, but yeah, the best way to get to know someone is to live with them. Like even, you don't even know your friends until you live with them. I almost lost a best friend because I had her come and live with me. We were the best of friends. But the 6 months that she stayed with me almost ended our friendship. So you don't really know a person until you actually live with them. So, I mean, I'm not saying jump right into it in a week or two. No, get to know the person. Don't be desperate. You know what I mean? If you're homeless and you're trying to find somewhere to live, that's your business. But you know what I'm saying? But get to know the person a little bit. Yeah, and if you really think that that person is for you and you want to be with that person, I mean, move in. Get to know them because that's the best way to know someone. To live with them.
Really? Well, I mean, I guess that part could be true. I guess I think of it more like, you know what I'm saying, like then like if you did move in with them and then like, you know what I'm saying, you find out whatever, then it's like, oh, now I gotta move. But I mean, I feel like if y'all talk, if y'all date, if y'all, you know what I'm saying, visit each other, you know, maybe spend the night, you know what I'm saying, because also, you know, spending the night over, you can still, you know, maybe somewhat kind of see some of their ways or whatever. But I just feel like when you move in, then it's like, you know what I'm saying, that's like something big. And then if you find out something that you really don't like, now you got to try to move out. So I would say my opinion would be, you know what I'm saying, like if you want to kind of see how they are living with them, spend a night with them. You know what I'm saying? Spend a night with them, you know, go stay with them for a week. You know what I'm saying? They stay with you. You know what I'm saying? Like if y'all are really deep into the relationship, I would say stay over, you know what I'm saying, each other's house. That's what I would say before I say, you know, move in, get your U-Haul before you get all that.
Okay, I agree on that as well, but definitely, yeah, the day in and day out person, like to actually wake up and go to sleep with a person, their every damn near every move, yeah, that's the best way to know a person. I mean, if you're going to know everything about them, I mean, you can't be, I don't know, you just can't be comfortable moving in with everybody, but that's the only way you really get to know somebody.
And my thing, too, I would just want to say, like, everybody be safe. Be safe. Like, really get to know people. And another thing, look out for those red flags. You know what I'm saying? I have a friend who is going through a relationship thing, and, you know, she sees, you know, some red flags, some red flags, you know, she, you know, in other words, don't, I guess it's, I don't know, it's kind of like, what is it like? It's kind of like, you know, you take a step, then you take a step forward back, and then, you know, you're looking, you know, because for one thing, people just aren't genuine no more. That's the problem. Saying, see, like, we want, you know what I'm saying, we want to have these big issues the way they are when it comes to relationships. If everybody won't try to, you know, do me and do them and get, you know, take yours and have theirs too. And nobody, you know what I'm saying, like, there's so many tricky people, manipulators out there these days. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying, Ms. Gigi said that, you know, a good way to learn somebody is to live with them, which is very true. Which is very true, trust me, because when you live with somebody, I mean, you just be surprised at what you actually see. But I would just suggest, you know, like if you didn't want to actually take that move, for those of y'all who may not want to take that big move to move in, but you do want to see what type of person they are, then like I said, you know, just like, you know, spend a night with them, have them stay over, you know what I'm saying? You stay over their house. Because trust me, you will see some bad habits. And then
not
that way.
Really. They be on their best behavior when they spend the night.
You
they
stupid.
They don't even want to use the bathroom and do number two.
Stay a whole month then. So you know what I'm saying? So we definitely want to know, what do y'all think? Like, do y'all, like, how long do y'all think a person should you know what I'm saying, date before they even thinking about moving in together? What do y'all think? So let us know. 646-200-3136. Again, that's 646-200-3136, and let us know or hit us up on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh. All right. Let's get into some more music. When we get back, we got some more great discussion for you, okay? So let's get into it.
Yeah. Bad boy. 2001. We still here. Yeah. This is the remix. No stop. 112. Bad boy. Yeah.
Ludacris, like I'm taking out your third. Waking up blurred. Walk. Talk, be slurred. Next. Get squeezed and I can't breathe. Stop then. Neck, get me. It kinda tastes like lemon meringue. So nice I add spice with the cinnamon thang. Make you pull your own hair out. Make your body go flat, get the spares out. Well, smack lips, smack hips, make them backflip. Big mix, finger licking like tactics. Clone gymnastics. See good hips, make an eye.
Roll back.
12 on the track so you can't
hold back.
Bread and butter, peach and cream. Only reach for the peach if it's peachy clean. Only reach for your spot, then release the scene.
Now, what?
hot and fresh on the FLY radio with D Fly and got Miss G to the G. That's right, y'all. I hope y'all haven't been enjoying the show because right now we about to go to the G spot. Miss GG, what's in your spot tonight?
How long should one try to make a bad marriage work before they give up? Man, listen. Marriage is forever. If you want to do it,
you're supposed to be in it for the long haul.
It's like a job. It's like a partnership. Make it work.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Really? Okay. Oh, yeah. So let's go to some of our Twitter comments. I Black guy, and I Black guy, says, trying to make a bad marriage work is like treating AIDS with aspirin.
Wow. Really?
Really?
It's shit, huh? Okay.
Trolls at, these names at Pacusa, whatever. It says, depends on what's bad about it. Some bad you can try and fix, and the other bad you can't, and you got to just get out. True story. Let's go to Lilo Bully at Lilo Rude Ass. Oh, come on, Rudy Ass. Listen, these names are crazy. Take your marriage to Jesus. Okay. Mr. Garden State at Ab 1 says, depends on how long they've been dating before they got married. Aries at KG Entertainment at Arise says, keep working. See, that's what I'm talking about. Keep working on it. Champ at, Cara the Trapper says, it depends on the individuals and the situation at hand. And that's always the bottom line. It always depends on the individuals and the situation as far as what's going on. Thailand at Kid Bughera says, that's a good one, I guess, about a year or so. Really? Try to work it out for a year, and if it just doesn't work out, you just out? I hear that. Listen, I'm going to give this a year. And after that, I'm out of here.
Basically. I think it is.
The executive at Mr. Cannon 215 says, until all your resources and efforts are done and you won't have regrets or turn back more important until you're totally unhappy. Whatever the hell that meant, but anyway, thanks for your comment, Mr. Executive. What did he just say?
You know what? I'm about to ask you.
Until all the resources and efforts are done and you won't have regrets. Or turn back more important until you're totally unhappy. Anyway, I just had to make sure that I wasn't reading it wrong. Okay. And on to the next one, Antoine Lockhart at Twizzy says, laugh out loud, that's random, but nothing comes easy. If you ain't giving your all, you ain't trying. Amen, Twizzy. Twizzy. Miss Tamika Lynette, a Boricua Morena, 27. I know what that is. That's a black Puerto Rican. Says when they feel they have done everything and the other person in the marriage agrees, it would be the best thing to do is to just let go. Very good.
Okay.
Cardiac arrest at, suck my _ green light. Says,
wow.
1 year. Took time to make it bad. It takes time to make it better. Okay.
Okay.
Billionaire Bitch Club, Nisi Garcia says at least 6 months to a year. So everybody's basically saying at least 6 months to a year. Under construction at Sexy Dread. What would you get ready to say? We could go back to under construction.
Okay, now I was just going to say, kind of like what I was saying earlier. How people are in these days. I think like a lot of people are saying 6 months to a year is because I guess people feel like, there's just too many in the sea, you know what I'm saying, be staying in something bad. Now even though, like you said, you put the work it up, you're married. But I think that like these days people are just, you know what I'm saying? Like people look at it like, oh, I'm wasting my life or my time on somebody when I could be with Mr. or Mrs. over here, that, you know what I'm saying, that could work out better. So I think a lot of people, they just don't want to waste their time. That's what I think.
You know what I'm
okay.
saying? People,
some people just ain't got no patience. Like, listen here, I can't deal with this right here. This got to go.
Yeah,
I'm sick of this
I'm
right here. I got this that cut that zero and get with a hero.
Basically.
All right, well, back to Mr. or that could be a Mrs. It's under construction at Sexy Dread. Says, in the true concept of marriage, one should never stop trying. But in my impatient mind, give or take it, 1 to 3 years. Exactly.
Wow.
You should never stop trying. And that's what the next Twitter comment says. TZ Productions at TZ Pro says, you shouldn't give up. And my last comment is, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, get the hell out. And we only really have one Facebook comment, and I guess she's been in her relationship for 19 years because she said, the question is, how long should one try to make a bad marriage work before they give up? She says 19 years, laugh out loud. So it sounds like she's been in something crazy for 19 years. Good luck. Her name is Jada, or it could be a guy, Jada Fonseca. Good luck.
Wow.
Anyway, that was the G-Spot comments. But what do you guys think? How long should one try to make a bad marriage work before they give up? Give us a call at 646-200-3136. We would love to hear from you. We would love to hear what you think. You don't always want to just hear what me and Z-Fly think, you know. We want to hear your comments, too. So give us a call, 646-200-3136. So I'm kind of on the fence about, ain't I always on the fence? One day I'm going to fall my ass right off the fence. But how long should you try to make a bad marriage work?
Hold on, my bad, Miss GG. Actually, we just got a tweet from the rapper herself, MC Light. She just tweeted us, G-Spot, and she said, first, you both claim about your transgressions. In other words, need I explain further? So that was from rapper MC Light about the G-Spot. That's what's up.
Okay, thank you, MC Light. A legend
okay.
in the rap game. Whew, God,
yes.
Stop playing.
Okay.
Drink 7-Up, don't drink the Sprite. Those
right.
words from MC Light.
Okay, so definitely got to retweet that. But yeah, also, let me just look at some more tweets that we may have on the G-Spot. We have Lisa Beavis. She said, don't ask the one. Okay, so she's the one who's running away from the bad marriage. So she said, don't ask her. But I don't know why she should have told us how long she stayed with it. Oh, well. We have Jay Malik, who said, I say stay for at least 2 years to make sure it's not just a spell. So Jay Malik says, 2 years, GG.
Wow. I just say never stop trying. I mean, if you was so in love and in it, but what changed? What can change things so drastically to make you want to leave somebody? I don't know.
I think it kind of goes back to what I said. You know, like, you know, our topic we just had about how, you know, a lot of people go forward. And I just feel like, in some cases, not all, but in some cases, you know, as the years go by and you're married to this person, and then I think little by little, you start to realize.
The side effects start jumping out.
Right. You start to realize, who did I marry? Like, you know what I'm saying? You used to do X, Y. Because I'm pretty sure you've heard, I know I've heard, you don't do this like, you know what I'm saying? You don't do this like you used to when you first met me. Like, you know, a lot of. Just get slack, you know. They, you know, like for example, men may not take, you know, their women out as much as they used to in the beginning. You know, whenever they was courting them, you know, they may not, tell them how much I love you or tell them how beautiful you are. And as far as I guess women, you know, sometimes, you know, men will say that, you know, maybe y'all don't clean the way you look, you know, clean up the way you used to, or maybe you don't, your appearance isn't the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you just kind of let yourself go. You don't care how you look now. So, yeah, I think it's a lot of things that kind of just, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, then it could be bigger than that. It could be, like, financial problems or, you know what I'm saying, maybe too much, or maybe you can't cheat too much, infidelity. It can be a lot of problems. So, you know, so when it comes to a marriage, you just never know why a person's leaving. You know what I'm saying? So, that's just me.
Well, Z-Fly, I love you till your hair turns gray, boy.
That's,
and my love will never change.
Okay, I'm gonna hold you to that. So, and then we're gonna hold y'all two to stick around, because after the break I have some movie reviews that you do not want to miss. But it's, you know what I'm saying, summer is among us, and I definitely got some movie reviews and that you definitely want to go make sure you see this summer. So thank you so much for keeping it real hot and fresh. But the partying got some mo coming up, you know what I'm saying? So keep it locked, because we're keeping it hot. This is FLY Radio. Be sure to hit us up on @RealHotFresh and definitely call us in at 646-200-3136 if you want to comment on the G-Spot or anything else that you heard tonight. All right?
Baby, I'm a boss. Don't fuck with P.O. Let me upgrade you. Take you out the Neon. I need a boss chick like a chick T.O. Offshore accounts and the wrist don't free her. She can get it. Grown woman with it. I got a man up cause she all on me with it. Look back at it. Love that position. Hit her with the magic wand like a magician. She want a D-boy. Blow crazy cash. That's me, boy. With the crazy swag. This ain't hammer tonight, girl. I'm a vet. I leave that pussy wet with passion marks on your neck.
Means that much to ya. Do something, show me what a big boy can do. See the money that you make ain't something that I'm asking ya. If you don't stand out, I'm walking past ya. If you're feeling good off the liquor, better move fast cause I'm moving quicker. I know that you're telling yourself that you wanna be a star, cause if you seem with me, the people wonder who you are. The way you're moving telling me to drop it down now.
Get it, girl, get it, get it, get it, get it. She can get it,
get it. Y'all better get it, cause I'm about to tell you what it is right now. Alright, y'all. So, I just don't know if I can talk over this music now. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. I'm your boy Z Fly, and I keep it real. Miss Gigi, she's on the line. She keeps it fresh.
I keep it hot and fresh.
Wait a minute. No, hold it now. You can't do hot and fresh now. You do both of them. You got to pick one now.
Yeah, but I'm all three. I'm crazy, sexy, cool, while I'm real hot and fresh.
You know what I'm saying? See, Miss Gigi, she always got to be so greedy. You know what I'm saying? She just can't pick one. You see what I'm saying? You just always got to just overdo me. I'm just sick of this. I'm sick of it.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you for all your comments.
You know you
Twitter
love
and our Facebook. Thank you for joining in. And thank you for, once again, the tweet from Miss MC Light. Also, y'all, just want to, real quick, just want to put out there that, as you know, for any great show, any great successful anything that's out there, you know, it always needs that back, you know what I'm saying, that back, those people who, you know what I'm saying, stand behind and really help support. And I just want to thank that the FLY Entertainment now has 7 independent sponsors who have signed on to help the show to be a more success for you all. So I just want to thank all those 7 people who have signed on to the business to help support us. So we now have independent sponsors to helping us out. So just want to thank all of you all for your support. And I also want to also thank all of our listeners for your all support for listening to us each week. Because y'all know how we do. You know what I'm saying? I be tearing up folks' names, and Miss Gigi, she be doing her little thing. But y'all keep coming back. Obviously, y'all love it. Thank you so much. Also, just wanted to say thank you for our new listeners. Because I check, and actually me and Ms. Gigi, we're going to start checking. I do check the, I see it's climbing. So thank you for all the new people who
tuning
in.
Oh, that'd be me listening. I'd be listening like 3 and 4 and 5 times.
You know what? Well, thank you, Ms. Gigi. No. But seriously, thank you for everybody who, for all of our new listeners as well as our current, listeners. So thank you. All right. So now with that, all that is said, now let me tell y'all about some movies that you do not want to miss for this summer for 2012. All right. So for this June, coming up in June, you have The Rock of Ages. Now, that's starring Diego Gonzalez, Boneta, Juliana Hu, Tom Cruise, Alec Baldwin, Brian Cranston. So as y'all know, that's going to be good. That's going to be released June the 1st. And basically, it's about, the adaptation of the lighthearted smash hit musical built around classic rock hits, from the 80s. So it's like they're-ish type of movie. Let's see, it says that, it's going to be the stories about a young couple falling in love during the last days of a Hollywood bar club called the Bourbon Room. Tom Cruise's character, he plays an aging rocker who's performing his last gig there before the major shuts it down. So, something to go see. If you're a Tom Cruise fan, Alec Baldwin fan, go see it, okay? All right, next up we have The Safe Haven. That's starring TBC. I don't know who that is. But basically it's based on the latest love story Sparks. Basically, it's going to be about a mysterious woman appears in a North Carolina town, concealing a dark secret. So that sounds very mysterious. So definitely go see Safe Haven. That's released also on June the 1st. And then, of course, I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all have heard about Snow White and the Huntsman, starring Kristen Stewart, Chris Hemsworth, Charlize Theron, and Ian McShane. It's about, Snow White. Let's see. The Doors are a who's who of British acting talent. Blah 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 blah. There's another Snow White movie out back in March. This review doesn't really tell what it's about, but y'all know the Snow White story. But I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a 2012 version. So go see it. And for all you people who watching Madagascar coming out June.
Ooh, I can't wait.
You so crazy.
Sorry.
Okay, the lion, the zebra, and the giraffe, the hippo, are still trying to get back home to New York. Now the road takes them through Europe, where they find the perfect cover, a traveling circus, which they will reinvent Madagascar style. So definitely go see this. I've really seen none of the Madagascars. I know. I haven't. I'm behind, I know. But, you know, maybe I'll catch up and I'll go see this on June the 8th. All right, Prometheus, starring Noomi Rapace. I'm pretty sure I just tore that up. But anyway, it's like Noomi Rapace. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Charlize Theron and Michael Fassbender. They're going to be in this movie. It comes out June 8th. It's going to be about Ridley Scott returns to the alien universe. Somewhere in development, this turned from a straight prequel into something else. Indeed, it sounds like the aliens we know may now turn out to be a little more than cameo. So, something about an alien movie. I ain't gonna lie, I haven't really heard about this movie. I haven't seen it preview, but I'm pretty sure maybe some of y'all have, and y'all can't go see it. Well, go see it. You know what I'm saying? And tell me how it's gonna be. On June 15th, we have I Hate You, Dad, starring Adam Sandler, Andy Samberg, James Caan, and Vanilla Ice. He's gonna be in another movie. About a disagreeable father moves in with his son and the young man's fiance just before the son is to get married. The father and fiance immediately clash badly. The 12 year age difference between the father and son is explained by Sandler's character having had sex with a teacher while in high school. So that sounds like that's definitely going to be crazy. Anything with Adam Sandler, y'all already know to start holding your stomach because you're going to be laughing, all right? And just to give you a little bit more, Jack the Giant Killer comes out June the 15th, stars Nicholas Hoult, Eleanor Tomlinson, Stanley Tucci, and Ewan McGregor. That's going to be like a fantasy basically on the fairy tale, a young farmhand unwittingly opens a gateway between our world and a fearsome race of giants thought only to exist in the legend. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fantasy type of silliness. I mean, not silliness. If y'all like that, then go watch it. But, you know, I just don't know about all you giants. And, you know. Anyway. And also, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, comes out June the 22nd. Now, I think this right here should be very interesting. It's starring Benjamin Walker, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and Anthony Mackie. This sounds like actually it's gonna be something like let me see. Bam 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 bam. Lincoln is, hold on now. Y'all know how it is. They got all these little reviews and stuff and I didn't really write it down. But basically it's a 3D reimagining of Lincoln's life that depicts the 16th US president as an axe throwing high of vampires on a mission of revenge against them and their slave owning protector since they killed his mother. So yeah, sounds very, very interesting. And I'm gonna do one more review, and that's gonna be G.I. Joe, because you know what I'm saying, this is starring my boy The Rock. That's right. June 29th, The Rock will be starring in G.I. Joe Retaliation, and basically it's gonna be about let's see. We'll play blah 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 blah. It's gonna be about G.I. Joe. He's coming up. Whirlingly, the new director is resumed because it's a dance movie, such as let's see. And a fat only Storm Shadow, Snake Eyes, and dude, it don't really tell me what it's gonna be about. But anyway, the point is The Rock's in it, Bruce Willis is in it, Adriana Palicki is in it. Go see it. That's June 29th, okay? So that was a little movie review by your boy Z Fly of some upcoming June movies that you definitely want to go see and see what's going on with that. All right, we're going to get into some more music, but coming up next, I got some promos and I got your 10 ways you know you ghetto. So keep it hot. Keep it locked because we're going to keep it hot. More to come. All right.
B-B-M-3. Rex on Rex on Rex. Rex on Rex on Rex. Racks on racks on racks. Yeah, she got racks on racks on racks. Price tags ain't no joke. Gotta buy whatever I want. All they nigga wanna do is poke. They rollin' and they smoke. All I want is them pay.
We do every summer. We do the special edition, really hot on really hot topics all summer long. Y'all know how we're gonna do. So thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Just a few promos. As y'all know, any of y'all who have been keeping up with the Celebrity Apprentice, well, make sure you watch it tonight because I am. You know, it's between Arsenio Hall and Clay Aiken, who be the Celebrity Apprentice. We're definitely tonight, so definitely tune in to NBC to watch that tonight. Also, I will be doing my YouTube show coming up this week. I don't think I'm going to do a live version. I think I'm just going to do a recorded version. Then y'all can just comment. So it's going to be really good. It's going to be called Outside the Box, where I am encouraging y'all and challenging y'all to think outside the box. So y'all, so on this show, it's going to be really unedited. You know, I'm going to be really giving you how I really see things in this world. Okay, so definitely check that out. Miss Gigi, so what are your final thoughts for the show, girl?
Uh-oh. Miss Gigi, did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
What? Oh, okay. So what's some of your final thoughts?
Any promos, anything you got to say?
No, except for we were talking about AIDS, and it is very important to no matter what, no matter how they look, how clean, whatever it is very important to wrap it up. Those are definitely my final thoughts on that topic. And as far as marriage and, you know, when should you leave a bad marriage? Well, I mean, it really depends on the situation and it really depends on the individual. Depends on what's going on.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And also, for all you people who, you know what I'm saying, who are looking for a party on Sunday night, because y'all know how y'all do in New York. If you are in the New York area, specifically Brooklyn, Brooklyn Exposure, my boy Oracle, he will be performing there along with a lot of other unsigned artists, musical guests. It's going to be really hot. It's going to be at the Brooklyn Exposure, located at 1401 Bedford Avenue. That's Brooklyn, New York. If you want the number, you can go to 347-394-3504. That's the number to call. Again, 347-394-3504. I believe the tickets are only $10, but it's going to be a great show, okay? So starts at 8. But they're going to be partying all night long. They're going to have food, drinks, and much more. So, again,
but if you
are,
wanted to fly in sexy, you know how to get to that door, and you don't have to pay. Okay. This is New York. Come on, you got to know how to get to that door and be like, yo, I'm on the guest list.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Me and Miss Gigi, we should have been walking up in there right after the show tonight, you know.
And you know Miss Gigi don't pay.
Okay.
Miss Gigi don't pay. I'll go right to the front of the line, say who I am, and we get in.
That's right, because we beat. You know what I'm saying? We beat back.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. So, everybody, be sure to tune in next week, because y'all know we got another very special topic for you and another very special show, and we just can't wait to hear from all of you. So, be sure to get that number popping, 646-200-3. We definitely want to hear from y'all next week. And once again, thank everybody for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. Let's get into the 10 ways you know you ghetto. Here we go. All right, y'all. Number 10. You know you ghetto if your wedding song is Secret Lovers. I don't know why that's so funny to me, but I don't know. Anyway, number 9. You might be a little ghetto if you pronounce ambulance as ambulamp. Okay? Ambulamp. 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 Okay? Y'all need to get y'all a little speech together so I can talk to you. Anyway, number 8. You know, you ghetto, if you aliens abducted you, but the Lord set you free. I tell you. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, the thing about that is, like, that's, y'all put the Lord in everything. You know, y'all got abducted by aliens. And what y'all tell it to? Your boss thinking y'all to work.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7. You might be a little ghetto if you pronounce shrimp as or strimp. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's how y'all do. S on the end, okay? Anyway, you might be a little ghetto if you do not lift your hand during worship because your acrylic nail is broken. Number 5, you know you ghetto if your car costs more than your house. But you know, though, that's easy these days because I'm telling you, these cars are a house. You know, that's a house payment, too. More than a house payment. Number 4, you know you ghetto if the only time you like to sing in the choir is when they say in your song. You know what I'm saying? Because you down there singing, drop a low, drop a low, drop a low, drop a low. Number 3, you might be a little ghetto if you have a crack across your front windshield and you never bother to get it fixed. Now, there has been a time in my life when I was a little ghetto, so I did have a crack across windshield. I didn't get it fixed until a month, probably a year. You know, you get up, you do not tithe because you preacher might be crooked and stupid. Are you for real? And number 1, you know you ghetto if you drive around on your donut month after your. And my thing is, you call capitalist and you drive on a donut. Yeah. All right, y'all. So tune in next week because we got another crazy show for you. This is your boy Z Fly. I'm chilling with Miss Gigi. And this is how we be. Brooklyn's best. Keep it raw and fresh. Peace, y'all.
Every time.